Hello, Dr. Paul Harris here on March the 4th, 2008, with a recording to help explain some differences in the sizes of the fonts and number of words in the Readalyzer passages that seems to have generated a little bit of confusion. To give some background, in the original Visigraph stories, the grades 1 through 3 all had 9 lines, the middle 7 lines of which had 50 words on them. Grades 4 and above were 12-line stories, the middle 10 lines of which had 100 words in each of the stories. The grades 1 through 3 were all printed rather large. They looked like early childhood printing and had more space between the lines. And the fourth grade and above all were printed with a smaller typeface, and the lines were crowded a little bit closer together. When we had the chance to redo the stories for the Readalyzer, I felt strongly that we needed to have some different sized print and different number of word stories at a number of these ages or crossover levels. So from second to fifth grade, there are some stories in both the large print reduced number of words or the smaller print lots of number of words, and this was done on purpose or by design. So I'd like to explain the clinical conditions that one might see where this might be desirable. I want you to imagine first a seventh grader that comes in who is reading below grade level. Maybe on the Gates oral reading we find them being able to decode at approximately the sixth grade level. We set them up on the Readalyzer, we drop down 1 year, we start them with a fifth grade story, and because they're in a higher grade level, we start them on a story that has the smaller print, the larger number of lines. For example, passage 48, entitled The Regala Wing, and they read this, and let's imagine that they get less than the required 70% on the comprehension test. They only get, let's say, 50 or 60%, and we feel that's not good enough. So we want to drop now down to a third grade story. Hold on. Yeah, no, 48 was in a fifth grade. So we say we want to drop down to a fourth grade story. Well, the fourth grade stories are pages 31 through 40 in the book. Passage 35 actually is the large print and few lines, so we would not choose that. If we chose 36, for example, and 36 is the passage Irish football, we get the exact same spacing as we did in the fifth grade story, but now in a fourth grade story. Let's imagine we do this passage, and again, they fail to get the required 70% on the comprehension test. Normally, on the older stories, as we drop down to the third grade passages, what we would find is that they were all of the large font, smaller number of words on the page. And we would be stuck not knowing if now that they understood it, just because it was bigger print, it was larger or fewer number of words, less number of concepts to keep track of. So, for example, passage 26, which is entitled Jason Learns to Ski, you'll notice is in the same typeface, same number of words, and same number of lines as the prior 4th, 5th, and 6th grade cards that were attempted. But the actual readability index of this comes up as a third grade story. So this would be a perfect one to drop down to, and is in here on purpose. It is not misfiled. It is not out of order. It is not a more difficult story. When put through the readability index scores, comes out to be a third grade text. So here we have a third grade text. Remember, we have a seventh grader who's decoding at sixth grade. We first dropped down 1 year, tested them at fifth grade. They did not get the required 70% or better on the comprehension test. We then dropped a fourth grade story. They did not get the required 70% comprehension. And here now we have a chance of dropping down to a third grade difficulty story that is the same size font, the same number of words as all the stories they've been reading. It gives us a true chance to reduce the number of variables that we're changing as we work through this. Now, the reverse can happen. Let's imagine that we're working with a rather precocious second grader. That second grader comes in and we find that they're decoding at maybe a fourth grade level. But for whatever reasons, we decide that we want to stay relatively close to their grade in testing with the Readalyzer at first. So we test them with a third grade story. 1 year below the decoding level, 1 year ahead of their actual reading level. Now, maybe they've only had life experience with the larger text and the fewer words. Therefore, as we go up, and let's imagine that we first give them a third grade story with the larger print, fewer number of words, and they get 90% on the comprehension test. In the prior sets of stories, we've had no ability to go to a fourth grade difficulty text with the large print and fewer number of words. We've always had to cross that barrier, and many children simply seeing that for the first time don't try as hard or don't believe that they can actually accomplish it. So having some fourth grade text that is in the larger print, and these would be stories from 31 to 40, and I'm just going to take a quick look through the book find one that's just like that, that fits this passage. In fact, 33 is larger print, fewer words. 35 is larger print and fewer words, but in the fourth grade difficulty. These are in here on purpose so that the precocious child would give us a chance to test with the same number of words and the same basic size font as they work their way up. The same can be said for some of the higher levels as well. If you look at story 51, which would actually be in the sixth grade difficulty, that's in the few number of words and large print. So where some have looked at the book and thought that maybe some of these stories were misfiled or were printed with the wrong typeface, this is a situation where the perception of a potential bug is actually a designed-in feature where the size difference and number of words have been set here for the specific purposes of giving us the ability to look at either the precocious child that is reading up levels to keep the same size font, spacing of lines, and number of words per passage, and when we're taking an older child and we're going down the levels, to be able to have the same number of words, the same typeface, and the same spacing, and not have those be as variables that change in order to find, to seek that lowest, that level, in essence, where we finally get the comprehension. So I hope that clears up the confusion about some of the size differences in the Readalyzer book and why these were put here. If you have any questions, I would be glad to field those. Please feel free to send me an email at paul.harris, H-A-R-R-I-S as in Sam, O-D, no space between the end of my last name and the degree, at gmail.com. That's for Google Mail. So paul.harris, O-D, at gmail.com. I look forward to any comments or questions that you have.